Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a very specific jungle and rolling DNB move in Ableton Live 12. Pushing vocal texture so it feels mid-forward and dusty like an old sampler, but still has crisp consonant transients that cut through breaks. And quick context before we touch anything, even though this sits in a mastering mindset, we are not mastering your full track. We're building a mastering style enhancement chain for your vocal stem or your vocal group. Think of it like a mini master bus, just for vocals. Controlled aggression. That's the vibe. Alright, load up a section where the full beat is playing. Don't build this chain while soloed. Jungle is all about how things interlock, so keep the break and bass going while you work. Step 0. Prep and gain staging. Put your vocal on its own track, or group all your vocal layers into one group track. Now add utility as the first device. Your goal is simple. Set the input level so the vocal peaks are roughly around -10 to -6 dBFS. Not because those numbers are magic, but because you want headroom so saturation and clipping sound musical instead of panicky and spiky. Teacher note. If you skip this, every character device later will feel like it's doing too much, and you'll end up fighting harshness and sibilance the whole time. Headroom is the difference between gritty and crusty. Next, EQ 8. We're going to do two passes mentally. Clean up, then intention. First, clean up. Add a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz. If the vocal is thin, you can actually push that cutoff higher so it stays out of the bass and out of the break's low punch. Then listen for boxiness. In live vocals, especially samples or room recordings, there's a cardboard zone around 250 to 450 Hz. Try a narrowish dip, 2 to 4 dB EQ around 2. Keep it subtle. You're not removing the soul. You're removing the mud that stops the vocal from sitting inside fast drums. Now the character part. Dusty mid-focus. For jungle texture, you usually want presence without shiny air. So try gentle bell boost somewhere between about 900 Hz and 1.8 kHz. 1 to 3 dB. Q around 0.7 to 1.2. This is that speaks in the mix range. Then, if you need a little extra bite without turning into harsh fizz, try a small boost around 3 to 4.5 kHz, 1 to 2 dB. Here's a rule that saves time. Toggle EQ on and off while the full drop is playing. If it sounds better solo but worse with the break, you're ecking emotionally, not functionally. The beat is the truth. Now we shape transients, but we're not doing it with treble boosts. We're doing it with compression timing. Add the regular compressor next. Not glue yet. Set ratio to about 3 to 1. Set attack to around 20 to 35 milliseconds. That slower attack is what lets the consonants pop. T, K, S, all that little rhythmic information that helps the vocal punch through a dense amen or a rolling two-step. Set release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. And this is where you use your ears like a drummer. At 170 to 174 BPM, releases in the 80 to 110 millisecond zone often breathe with the groove. If it feels like the compressor is pumping randomly, change the release until it bounces with the break. Bring the threshold down until you're seeding about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks, and set the knee around 3 to 6 dB so it's not grabbing too sharply. Common mistake check. If you set the attack super fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, right here, you'll crush the consonant snap. The vocal will feel like it's behind the drums no matter how loud you turn it up. Next, saturator. This is where we make the sampler dust. But we do it in a controlled way. Place saturator after the compressor. Start with drive somewhere between +3 and +8 dB, depending on the recording. Pick a curve like analog clip or soft sign. Turn on soft clip. Now, and this part is non-negotiable, level match. Pull the output down so bypass and enabled are basically the same loudness. If you don't do that, you'll always choose the louder version, and you'll overcook the mids until the vocal sounds like it's been sandblasted. Turn on color inside saturator. Set the bass around 1.5 kHz, and depth somewhere around 2 to 5. You're listening for mid-thickness and a little paper edge on consonants. You're not listening for fizzy top. If you want a more modern, darker regression in Live 12, this is where roar comes in. Optional, but powerful. The main warning with roar, it can get exciting fast, and then it can get ugly fast. So we use it subtly or in parallel. Try roar in tape or tube mode. Start with tape. Keep the drive low to moderate, like the first quarter of the knob's range. Then slightly darken it with the tone or filter, so you're not brightening the distortion. Think mid-weight, not top-end sizzle. If roar has dynamics or comp controls, use a touch of smoothing if peaks spike. Better workflow, make roar a parallel chain. Drop an audio effect rack on the vocal. Create two chains. One clean, one dirt. Put roar only on the dirt chain. Then band limit that dirt chain. High pass around 150 Hz, low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Blend it very low, like -12 to -20 dB under the clean chain. This is that pirate radio undercurrent effect. You feel it more than you hear it, and the vocal stays intelligible. Now we stabilize everything with multiband dynamics. This is the mastering style part. Add multiband dynamics after your saturation stage. Set crossovers roughly at 120 Hz for the low split, and about 4.5 kHz for the mid to high split. On the mid band, from about 120 Hz to 4.5 kHz, apply gentle downward compression. Ratio around 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on louder words. This keeps the mid-range density consistent across phrases, which matters a lot in DNB, because performers get louder and more excited right when your arrangement is also getting denser. On the high band, above 4.5 kHz, do slight downward compression to catch spitty moments, especially after saturation. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of reduction when S sounds hit. Extra coach note, if the vocal is spitty after the chain, don't immediately reach for more de-essing. Often the fix is less high band distortion. Low pass the dirt chain harder, or reduce drive, and then get presence back with that mid boost instead. Dust lives in the mids. Fizz lives in the highs. Next, glue compressor. This is not your main compressor. This is the finished record stick. Put glue after multiband dynamics. Set attack to 10 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. Bring threshold down until you get just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Light, optional. Turn on soft clip if you want that tight, slightly crushed jungle edge, but again, keep it controlled and level match if needed. Now limiter, but only as a safety net. Put limiter next. Set ceiling to -1 dB. Don't chase loudness here. If you're hitting more than 1 or 2 dB of limiting, back up and fix the earlier stages. In this style, loud vocal isn't the goal. Embedded, urgent, readable is the goal. Finally, utility at the end for mono management and width. Set width somewhere subtle, like 80 to 110%, and do a mono check early, not at the end. Click utility's mono switch while the full beat plays. If the vocal hollows out, or consonants disappear, your widening layer is too facey or too loud. Keep the lead mostly mono and save stereo for filtered dust, throws, and ear candy around it. At this point you've got a solid vocal texture chain, but jungle is as much arrangement as it is processing, so let's do one classic move. Answer back vocal stabs. Grab 1 to 3 word phrases, or even just syllables. Chop them tight. Place them on off beats, or as tiny pickups right before beat 2 and 4, right before the snare hits. You're creating a conversation with a break, not a lead vocal performance. Process these stabs harder than the main vocal. More saturation, more roar if you like, and a short reverb, like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds. You can get that gated feel just by keeping the decay short and eking the reverb, so it's not washing into the hats. Then automate a filter in breakdowns. Band pass around 1 to 3 kHz for that telephone vibe, then open it into the drop. That contrast reads like impact without needing extra volume. Now, let's cover the big mistakes so you can avoid the usual DNB vocal pain. Mistake 1. Overbrightening. If you boost 8 to 12 kHz to get clarity, it will fight your hats and it will turn brittle fast. In jungle, clarity is usually 1 to 4 kHz plus good transient timing. Mistake 2. Fast attack compression early. That kills the spit and urgency. Mistake 3. Saturating before controlling peaks. If you distort a vocal that's still peaky, different words will explode randomly. Control first, distort second. Mistake 4. Too much stereo width on the main vocal. It might sound huge in headphones and weak on a club system. Keep the lead solid in the center. Mistake 5. Trying to make the vocal louder than the record. Jungle vocals often feel like they're part of the break collage, not floating above it like pop. Now a couple pro moves for darker, heavier DNB. 1. Low pass your distorted layers around 7 to 10 kHz. Dirt should be mid-range dirt, not top-end fuzz. 2. Try subtle sidechain from the snare to the vocal. Yes, even vocals. Set it so the vocal ducks about 1 dB on the snare hit. That keeps the snare crack intact and the vocal still feels loud, because the transient contrast improves. 3. If the vocal feels thick in breakdowns but thin in the drop, that's often a dynamic problem, not an EQ problem. Use multiband compression to stabilize the midrange instead of endlessly boosting 1 kHz. Now a mini practice exercise you can do in 15 to 25 minutes. Pick a 16-bar drop loop. Import a vocal phrase, 2 to 8 bars. Duplicate it so you have two tracks, Lead vocal and dust layer. On lead vocal, build the chain we just did, but keep saturation relatively light. On dust layer, do a band limit. EQ at high pass around 150 Hz, low pass around 9 kHz. Then saturator with heavier drive, like plus 10 dB, soft clip on. Optionally add roar in tape mode with moderate drive. Then utility to widened at dust layer only, maybe 120%. Blend the dust layer underneath until you just miss it when it's muted. That's the sweet spot. If you can clearly hear an effect, it's probably too loud. Freeze and flatten, or just a slash B the processed group against the original. You should hear clearer consonants, thicker mids, and a less harsh top. And one last advanced idea to keep in your back pocket, a consonant-only parallel snap chain. It's a way to get diction without brightness. Create a parallel chain called snap. EQ it with a high pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz, and a tiny boost around 3 to 5 kHz. Then compress it harder with a faster attack, like 3 to 10 ms, medium release, 50 to 90 ms, and aim for 5 to 8 dB of gain reduction. Light saturation after. Blend it very quietly under the main vocal. The vocal will read clearer in the drop without turning airy. Let's recap the big takeaways.